What is it like to be a low-income worker in Syracuse, and how does it impact health? As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one agency asked these questions to 275 local workers, and while the answers weren't surprising, they do provide a basis for future initiatives.
They're the people you probably come in contact with every day, the custodians, the restaurant workers, the landscape employees who make an average of under $10 an hour. The Low-Wage Workers' Health Project surveyed many of these workers last summer to find out how their jobs affected their health. One of the biggest issues, says Jeanette Zeckler of the SUNY Upstate Occupational Health Center, is what she calls a precarious work environment, which leaves these workers with many questions.
Like, when will you be paid? How much will you be paid? How long will the job last is another one. People aren't sure about the actual temporariness. We did ask people, how steady do you think this work is? And, you know, at least a third of them said they weren't sure it would last 6 months.
Zeckler says these issues are a problem in jobs across the board, but noted one area where something should be done sooner rather than later for healthcare workers at nursing homes.
A lot of young folks going into that work with the expectation they may be able to rise through the healthcare some kind of a career path, but at the same time they're facing some pretty high risks in terms of injuries and occupational illnesses.
Other issues cited in the survey include disrespect and discrimination and the instability of hours for low-income workers, all of which can lead to stress-related problems. Zeckler hopes this study spurs more discussion of the issue in central New York. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.